Hello, brothers and sisters and Hardwell's family. May we all receive great faith and love to go in the Spirit to comfort the suffering. 2 days ago, Father Ezekiel began intensely suffering. Then the Lord revealed to him that there was a massacre going on in a country on the border of Africa, that the villages were being annihilated. We began to pray, and he received respite for a few hours and began suffering again. This time, the Lord made it known to him that the massacre was also happening in the Democratic of Congo and in Rwanda. Boko Haram, which is a Muslim extremist group in Africa, were going in villages killing men, women, and children. Many had been severely wounded, but were not dead, but hanging on to dear life. Some he saw had limbs cut off or deep holes in their body, and they were suffering greatly. He then asks us all to go in the Spirit and minister to these suffering. For priest, he asks him to perform the sacraments of extreme unction, absolution, or provide the Blessed Sacrament to those in need. He had me send out an email to all heart dwellers, intercessors, to follow these instructions as well. Many responded, and because of that, the Lord used many of them in the most amazing ways to bring healing and comfort to those who are dying. Here are some amazing testimonies of their experience I would like to share with you all. Then after that, you will hear a message from our Mother of Mercy and Jesus to Mother Claire about giving this anointing to all heart dwellers who desire to console the suffering. Miss Pam wrote, I've ministered to 4 so far. All were immensely grateful and received absolution, spiritual communion, and were anointed with holy oil. Mary passed peacefully just as I was finishing anointing her. I didn't see anything, but I knew exactly what was happening. And I believe when she says Mary, it's a soul that she was ministering to. Rusty responded, Here's my experience. While praying for those in the DRC in Rwanda, it was hard to tell if it was just my imagination or if it was really happening. But afterwards, I went to discern and got what I thought was confirmation from the Bible promises and Ramas. May God have mercy on these dear souls. I play the Divine Mercy Chaplet, as sung by Claire Dubois on YouTube. While listening and praying in the Spirit, I opened up Google Earth and went to the Democratic Republic of the Congo and the border of Rwanda. My eye was drawn to a mountain on the DRC side of the border with Rwanda, and I saw the name of a little town, Buhamba. Zooming into the town, I saw little houses scattered along some roads. Keeping this in mind, I shut my eyes and began praying for all the souls suffering right then. I got an image of a little boy with both arms cut off. He was stumbling around like he wanted to reach out to something but couldn't. I ran to him and wrapped my arms around him and told him to call upon the name of Jesus. Jesus could help him and save him from this misery. He cried out to Jesus, and immediately light began to shine around him, and a peace and calm came over him. He smiled really big as he lifted his eyes up, and then I realized his spirit had left his body. His dead body lay there, still, with the same smile, an expression of joy and peace with eyes lifted up. I closed his eyes. I was thanking and praising God for taking him. I started praying in the Spirit again and saw a little baby toddler with bandages on its legs. I couldn't quite tell what had happened to the child, as there was some kind of cloak over the child. I got the impression that the child had a leg injury from earlier, but whenever the bad men came through wounding everyone, they cut off its arms or did something seriously to injure the child. The mother was holding this child in her lap, sobbing. I approached her and told her to forgive the men that had committed this atrocity. She couldn't find in her heart to do that. I told her that Jesus could help her. All she had to do was call upon the name of Jesus and ask for his help. In tears, she cried for Jesus to help. Jesus appeared wearing a crown of thorns, all covered in blood from his passion. He scooped up the little child in his arms, began to console it. the mother observing how Jesus was suffering more than her little child and consoling it, found it within her to forgive the man who hurt her child. As her child died in Jesus' arms, I told her to go and tell others that they could call out to Jesus as well. Seeing a glimmer of hope in her eyes, she got up and ran to tell the others. I then found myself in a dark room. Some bearded men dressed in black with black bandanas barged through the door. They took up a young girl and sliced her mid-region. They started doing all other kind of horrible things to the others in the room. Blood was spattered everywhere. As I saw the blood splattered on the men committing these horrible acts, I remembered the blood and water that splattered on the Roman soldier as he pierced Jesus' side. That soldier proclaimed, "Truly, this was the Son of God." I began to pray that it would be the same with these men who are slaughtering these people. I prayed that the blood of Jesus would be splattered on them, and that Christ's blood would seep into the cracks of their hearts of stone, and that God would give them a heart of flesh. I saw a look on one man's face, like he was second-guessing what he was doing. And that was the end of the vision I saw. I continued to pray in the Spirit while listening to Divine Mercy Chaplet and looking over more of the map. Wow, quite amazing. And there is more. Then Shaheen shared, "The first village Holy Spirit led me to had a huge fire as well. The thought came to me that people whose limbs were cut off had been thrown in the fire alive. There was a child named Michael that was left to bleed to death. I baptized him in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and then ministered the sacraments to the precious child. It didn't take much longer for him to breathe his last. There was three very small babies on some kind of large platter. They had been brutally killed with knives. I'm sure the Lord withheld some of the details as to preserve my sanity. So I also withhold some of the details of what I saw for you to keep your peace. It was bad. Very, very bad. All I could do was cry out for mercy on these children and those who did this. After baptizing and ministering the sacraments, I had the feeling they were with Jesus now. Another old man whose upper body was only visible was saved as well and departed to be with him. Another woman was saved as well. The poor lady was right in the middle of being tormented. I was pouring holy water and oil on the tormentors and praying for their hearts to be healed from the trauma they themselves had been through. Because of that trauma, they had become the very thing they were terrified of when they were just little children. I also noticed Holy Spirit was tending to the leader of the Boko Haram group. He has seen much bloodshed as a little boy. That has seemed the most normal thing in the world to kill and torture, like playing a game or having fun. Holy Spirit even wanted to reach for this man's heart. After that, Holy Spirit and I went out to seal the other villages with the Dragon Slayer sword and seal of the living guide. Gelter wrote, "I did not see much at all. I only saw in part a dilapidated house and some items which looked like voodoo dolls. I was made to understand that this may have been what triggered the attacks, and that is why the Lord did not allow them to die, besides their horrendous tortures. Otherwise, they would have gone to hell. Everyone who ministered to these truly spared them from the fires of hell." Wow, that's amazing, guys. That's a different perspective. Little Melissa shared, "When we were first given the axing to go in the Spirit, I felt like there were so many people in need that I hovered over the area and prayed the rosary for them as well in the Spirit and gave them all absolution, anointing them and giving them the body and blood of Christ. I asked Mother Mary to please pray for them all and to guide her angels to minister to them as well, creating globes of protection around the surrounding villages. I also prayed for those who had done this and for the Lord to work in their hearts. Later, when I woke up in the middle of the night, I felt I went back in the Spirit. The fires had died down, and there were a few people still alive. There was someone who needed help. I think it may have been a teenager. I gave her last rites. She said she was scared, and if I could stay with her, I said I would. I then spoke to her, saying, 'Have no fear, for I am with you. Be not afraid, for I am your guide. I will strengthen you and give you help, and uphold you with my victorious right hand.' Isaiah 41:10. I spoke this over her 3 times. I then started to talk about heaven and what she would look forward to until the angels came and took her away. I then heard a cry under a house. It was a child stuck around 5 years old. I went to him and comforted him and also gave him last rites. He asked me to sing to him. So I sang, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died. Heaven's gates to open wide. He to wash away our sin. Let his little child come in. At that moment he breathed his last, and the angels carried him away. I then heard the cry of anguish of a mother. She was crying for her children. I went to her, and she asked me, my babies, I could not protect them. I put my arms around her and said to her, your babies are safe. The Lord has them. God has them. They are out there safe, and the Lord will protect and care and guide them now. Jesus has them. And the others are waiting for you in heaven. I then gave her last rites, and she calmed. The Lord took her in spirit home. I then came across a man. He had never been in this position before. He had always been the strong one, the one able to protect and provide for his family, but he had not been able to protect them from this. His shame covered him. I told him that God had his family, and that he did not need to carry the shame. I gave him last rites, and being comforted, he went home. I then saw two children hiding in a field. I believe they were children of the mother who had just died. I prayed for them, and prayed for protection. I saw angels put a globe of protection and invisibility around them. I took them by the hand and led them away toward a village where they would be welcomed. After a few steps, the angels took over and guided them. I felt the Lord had saved certain people and was guiding them to the surrounding villages to be cared for, but also to warn them of what happened. I then heard a cry of a child, a young one, a baby. I found him alone crying and hurt, but abandoned in the chaos. I picked him up and held him and prayed over him. I then heard and saw in the spirit a boy who was a teenager. He was part of the Boko Haram, but in the confusion, he had been able to break off from this group. His eyes were filled with tears and regret with all that he had seen and done and had been done around him. He was drawn by the cries of this little child, and looking around, he picked up the child and ran in the direction of a village he knew. I saw the Lord's protection and working in his heart, and felt that the child would be okay. By this time, the fires had died down, and I felt there was no one else left to minister. So the Lord brought me back to myself. All glory and honor belong to Jesus alone. Sister Jessica shared, praise be to God for the soul saved and persevered today by the power of the Holy Spirit at work through you all. When I entered to pray, I was instantly transported at the scene, a village as described by most, houses made of huts and mud burning. But I believe when I got there, the worst was done, because I was standing there not knowing what to do. Then I heard someone moaning very faintly in agony, saying, help me, please help me. I realized she was lying right in front of me on top of many dead bodies. She was an elderly woman dying and badly burnt. I prayed for her and gave her the sacrament, and I asked the saints to pray with me for her and anyone else hidden somewhere. I gave her an absolution, and after that she asked for water. I gave her the holy water that was with me. She died peacefully in my arms. I then had an unction to pray for those who were dead, because I was surrounded by dead bodies. I prayed the divine mercy for those dead, that the mercy of God will meet them and snatch them from hell. And I asked Mother Mary to grant them the grace to receive God's forgiveness and mercy, so none may be lost. When I came out of it, I had the urge to continue praying, so I did, just praying in tongues. Sister Juliet shared, I prayed Psalm 91 of protection over several of the huts I was shown when I prayed for these precious souls. In one of these huts, I saw 4 to 5 little children clinging to each other in fear and holding hands trying to hide from the enemy. absolutely heartbreaking. I prayed the rosary for them and also the DMC and tried to embrace and comfort them as best as I could by telling them that Jesus was there with us and praying that he would hold his protective wings over them and fill them with his love, peace, and warmth. I was also shown an elderly woman with hardly any hair, who was dressed in a thin white dress and wore a golden-colored bracelet. She was lying on the ground outside a hut in pain. I felt her pain was much more emotional than physical due to all the evil and terrible killing she had witnessed around her. I also tried to comfort her and minister to her in the spirit as best as I could. After this, I asked Jesus to lead me to the souls he wanted me to baptize. And then I baptized these. Sister Odessa said, I was comforting a pregnant woman who had 5 children. They were scared and trembling. Their little bodies were scratched up, and the lady was hurt. I comforted them with a song, Jesus Loves Me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. I was holding one of the children in my arms who was hurt pretty bad, and he died in my arms as I saw Jesus take him from me into heaven. I was unsure at first if this was my imagination or the Lord. Then I read another young lady also holding a young child in her arms singing the exact same song to them. Wow, that really confirmed it was the Holy Spirit. And here she's talking about little Melissa, who also was holding a young child singing the same song. Lastly, Rainbow shared, well, when I went in the Spirit, one of the village appeared to be on fire in some places, very chaotic and a lot of screams. One woman was grieving so very much that I hugged her in the spirit, telling her all would be well, but I begged the Lord for her not to notice me, but feel the peace instead. Since I couldn't comfort everyone, I hovered over the whole town, blessing it with the grace of peace, anointing it, and pouring holy water and oil over the town. There was a man hiding behind some houses in a back road, and I saw another man who was coming to kill him, but the angels with me and myself stood in front of him. And he was spared. And that's the end of some of the testimonies. My goodness, the things they witnessed were amazing, and many sad situations, but by them being there, the suffering and the dying were comforted, and some even saved, coming to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, their Savior. That is how powerful it is to go in the Spirit. The Lord needs each and every single one of us to be open to this gift. All you have to do is ask, and your transport is your love for the soul suffering and perishing. Your consent, your obedience can save a soul from going to hell in their last moments, and you do all of this without leaving your room. Many continue to ask, well, how do I go in the Spirit? It is very simple, beloved family. Enter into the doorway of your heart, where Jesus is, and when he makes it known to you a situation or someone suffering, use your sanctified imagination to picture the place. What do you see? What needs to be done? Is there a soul in distress? Then comfort them as you would someone you love who's suffering. Hold them. Give them an encouraging word. Pray for them. And many times you'll see Jesus next to you, or even the angels at work helping the souls you're praying for. Don't rush. Just wait on the Lord, and he will take you there by the hand. But he will always meet you when you make the first effort. Others say, well, I try, but I don't see anything. And I say to you, everyone has an imagination. You can easily picture an African village right now as I'm talking. Do you see huts or shacks? What are the people dressed like? What are they doing? When you get a call to pray, first picture the place. Meet Jesus there, and he will take over. Especially when you know what is going on. You can picture men, women, and children running, grabbing a few items, men with guns intimidating many, and even shooting. You can all picture that, and that is how you go in the Spirit. It's also an exercise just like any virtue, any grace, and any gift. It must be exercised and watered. So you can't give up after the first time, because you still haven't broke through to see anything. Or even the third time. There's no room to give up, guys, on this. People are suffering and the Lord needs you. Try and try again. Even when you go one time, don't stop. Continue to go every time there's a call to prayer. The more you exercise this gift, the more sharp you'll become. The biggest impediment to this gift is doubt, unbelief, and guilt. You doubt that you can even go in the Spirit. You don't believe even what you see when you try to imagine, because the enemy tells you it's your own mind. And then guilt says you're not worthy enough. You don't pray like the others. You're not as anointed. You just sin. The Lord wouldn't use you. Lies, lies, lies. It is simply love that is your transport. When you love, you have touched the hem of Jesus' garment. And when you have compassion for another and their suffering, you have just grabbed Jesus' hand. So now go.